This shir, the truth is that Wednesday night I usually give a shir in Aventura Isles, and arranged by Yoni Levy. He had a baby today, so he's not there. So that also before Yom Tov, very often the Wednesday before the Chag or the Monday, I often give a shir in Aventura Isles, in Aventura Lakes. So we invited them to join us, and then we invited some of the North Miami Beach Chever to come. So there's a lot of people. I know. I'm just saying is that sometimes before the Chag, I also go other place to give. So we're combining a few places today. And some people may have heard some of these things. Some people may have not. I want to talk like this. I'll give a little Hagdama, first of all. And the introduction is as follows. That I think some years, I asked a few people, I said, how do you do this at the Seder usually? He said, I don't know. I said, how do you do this at the Seder? I don't really know. I said, what do you don't know? He says, I don't know. I just been at someone else's Seder. I've been at my father's Seder. I've been at someone else's. I don't really know exactly what we do about this and what we do about that. And second of all, or I've been at a hotel. And there's a big dining room. And I'm just waiting around for the matzah. And when it comes, you know, like, I don't really know exactly what I do about this, what I do about that. So in a way, this year, when I think most people or many people are going to be having their own siddurim, it's an opportunity to a little bit, you know, go at your own pace, do what you have to do, and maybe understand a little bit that there's more to this than, you know, it's not just, a traditional thing, or we're doing there's a very important fundamental principle in Yiddishkeit that we are going to accomplish by the Leila Seder. And I want to discuss what exactly is the point. What's the point ultimately of what we're trying to get out of the Seder? Adam, how are you? I see you joined again. Like I said, maybe some of you have heard this before, some parts of it, but we're going to also discuss something that's relevant specifically, I think, to this year. So, what is the purpose ultimately of what we're trying to get out of the Seder? What are we trying to do? Is it just a mitzvah? You know, you shake the lulav and you go. There's something specific that we are meant to gain and grow from the process of going through the Seder and going through the Haggadah and all the mitzvahs of the night. And it was crafted specifically in a way to help us grow in a very specific way. So, I don't know where I am. Okay, sorry, I don't know if I lost you there. So, okay, I'm sorry if I lost you there. I muted, but if you have any questions, just let me know. Okay, so now I think there's a few people using it over here. That's the problem. So now, hold on. Am I muted? Okay, I don't know if I was muted or not, but okay. So now, there's a specific reason that every step of the Seder was crafted this way, and everything that we do is for one specific goal. So I want to go over what is the purpose ultimately that we're trying to get out of the Seder, and then show you from the beginning till the end, and especially something that's very negeya to this year specifically, something that we can grow from, especially this year. In our own star. And like I said, many people, this is going to be a quiet year. We're not going to be at a Seder table necessarily with 35, 40 people, or in a dining hall with 150, 500 people. We're going to be at a table with one or two people. I know, for example, I was talking to my mother-in-law. So aside from all the Pesach preparations, I told her, you know, you better practice the Manishtana. It's probably the first time you've ever said it in the last 60 years. You know, sometimes it's going to be a Seder with a few people, just our own family. It's a time that we can actually focus on what we're supposed to focus on the night of the Seder, and talk to our children, talk to our family, talk to who we have to talk to, and not get distracted sometimes with all the hullabaloo of everything going around us. So it's important to understand what is it that we're trying to gain? What is it that we're trying to do at the Seder night? So the one remez, first of all, to help you understand how important it is when you see that so many mitzvahs throughout the whole year are focused around the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That means everything we do around the whole year is Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim, Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim. Right? We talk about Kiddush, Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim, every Sukkos. So Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole story of leaving Mitzrayim was the cornerstone of our our emuna. It's a cornerstone of everything that we believe in, of our faith. So when we're able to, the once a year that we actually discuss it and we ingrain it, the more we talk about it on Pesach, the more that the rest of the year, when we refer to it, we're going to be referring back to that. You know, it's like when you're in a class and you take notes. So at the time that you were in the class, you know, you really understood it. And the more you understand it when you're at the class, then the more when you take the note, you look back at the notes over the course of the, when you're studying, you'll understand it much better. So the idea is that the more that we focus on the night of the Seder, the more the whole rest of the year, when we say Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim, we'll know exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about the Yetzias Mitzrayim that we spent time thinking about the night of the Seder, thinking about on the anniversary of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, how important it was to us and what happened and that we relived it. The rest of the year, we could fall back to that. So the Ramban explains in many places that the fundamentals of our entire emuna is Yitzzecher Letziat Mitzrayim. Yitzzecher Mitzrayim taught us the fundamentals of our emuna. When we are, the opportunity that we have at the night of the Seder to go through the process of the mitzvahs of the night and to go through everything that was the story of Yitzzecher Mitzrayim is not just, you know, getting, we have to, like I said, think about what is it that we're trying to gain step by step and use the Seder as an opportunity to grow in a specific way. So I think that there's two elements here that we're supposed to grow from. And I, like I said before, we're going to try to connect it a little bit to what's going on right now. The two elements are one, emunah is a faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and number two is avdus, which means that we have to use it as a springboard to rededicate ourselves in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when one is at a Seder with their children, the goal is at the end of the Seder that the children should understand more the nisim that Hashem did, the ability of Hashem to do nisim for us, and then more importantly, that He chose us to be His people, and therefore we have to be so proud and happy and excited that we get to be the Am Hashem. We get to be the people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And part of that reason is because of what happened at Yetzias Mitzrayim. So let me give an introduction. The introduction is like this. I'm going to ask a question. The question is, the Gemara talks, when did Yetzias Mitzrayim happen? Did the Jewish people leave Mitzrayim at night, or did they leave Mitzrayim during the day? And the answer is, they left Mitzrayim during the day. The Gemara in Brachos says, that means that the Gemara talks and says that there is a geula that happened at night, but the yitzia happened during the day. That means that they left the borders of Egypt during the day. So if you were thinking, when is it appropriate to discuss the mitzvah of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, should it be during the day or should it be at night? I would think it should be during the day. That's the anniversary of the actual exodus from Egypt. The time that we actually left Mitzrayim was during the day. B'yom tseisam eretz Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says. They left during the day. So why are we having it at night? What happened at night? Why is the Seder at night? That's not the anniversary of when we left Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, you know what happened at night? There is one thing happened at night. What happened at night is that Paro said, you're free. Paro said, you're now free people. You're no longer Avde Paro. You are now Avde Hashem. And as a matter of fact, you know, the very first paragraph of Hallel, the very first paragraph of Hallel starts, Hallelu Avde Hashem. You know, the Avodim of Hashem, the servants of God should be Hallel, should be praise Hashem. Hallelu Avde Hashem. So who composed that paragraph? Not only who composed the paragraph, if you look in the Haggadah, that paragraph is mentioned as part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's mentioned in Magid. It's not mentioned with the halal after the meal. We say that paragraph before halal. We say it as part of Maggid. Who composed that paragraph? The Gemara Yerushalmi says that the Jewish people composed that paragraph of halal the first night of Pesach in Mitzrayim. When Paro said, you're free to go, at Chatzos, when he says, you're free to go, they composed the paragraph saying, Halalu Avdei Hashem, the law of Dei Paro, that we are no longer the slaves of Paro, we are the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that the purpose of what happened at night was, yeah, we only left Mitzrayim by day, but at night is when we became the Avdei Paro. At night is when we became Avdei Hashem, I'm sorry, we became the servants of Hashem. Well, we're celebrating at the Seder. It's not that we left Mitzrayim, because frankly, if what we're celebrating is that we left Mitzrayim, do you think that being in all the places and all the countries that we've been celebrating a Seder, people have celebrated a Seder in every country in the world, probably, right? Russia, Japan, every country that you could think of, people have celebrated a Seder. And do you think that necessarily Egypt is that much worse than Iran and Iraq and all the other places that the Jewish people have celebrated Sedarim over the years? And their answer is no, it's not that much worse. So if all we're celebrating is that we left Egypt, we're no longer in the borders of Mitzrayim, then we should do that during the day. But if that's what we're celebrating, it's not that important. You know, we probably have been in a lot worse places. But what we're celebrating is what happened at night. What happened at night is when we became Avdei Hashem. And that's an eternal thing. That's something that no matter where you are and where you go, it doesn't make a difference. Because no matter what, we're still Avdei Hashem. And that started the night of Pesach. That didn't start when we left Mitzrayim in the day. That started at night. At night is when we did Korban Pesach. At night is when we were given the opportunity to make that first statement that we are doing, we are Avdei Hashem. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that you take a slave who wants to stay with his master, you take him to a doorpost and you hit his ear. So the Gemara asks, "Lama nivchara mezuzah? Why do you take him to the doorpost? And just bang his ear out. Why do you take him to the doorpost?" So the Gemara Yerushalmi says, the Gemara Kedushin says, you know why you take him to a doorpost? Because the doorpost is where the Jewish people put the blood of the Korban Pesach, the night of Mitzrayim, the night of Yitziat Mitzrayim, and that's when they made that initial statement that we are Avdei Hashem. We are servants of Hashem. So a person goes and says, I'm no longer Eved Hashem. I'm now an Eved to this individual, another person. He is kind of making a disgrace, a bizayon of the doorpost. The doorpost is supposed to remind us of what happened the first night of Mitzrayim. The first night when we left Mitzrayim is when we became Avdei Hashem. And therefore, that's really what we're celebrating. Now, at the end of, for example, the Reb Chaim Brisker says that that's what it means when we say, you know, every night in Maariv, we say, He took us out, Hashem took us out, L'cheirus Olam, to an eternal freedom. The eternal freedom is the Cheirus Olam, is the eternal freedom that happened by becoming Avdei Hashem. So now, where does this come into the actual Seder itself? Okay, so if you the very first paragraph, and by the way, that's also just at the very end of the Maggid, we make a bracha al gulasenu val pedus nafshenu. The pedus nafshenu is that we became Avdei Hashem. We became different people. Okay, and that's what's significant about that. But what someone asked me a very interesting question. Someone asked me, he said, maybe this year we should not say the halach ma'anya. Why shouldn't we say halach ma'anya? Because we're inviting people to come in. And the truth is we're not inviting anyone to come in. Someone's going to want to come. You can't invite guests in this situation. We're all locked up. The doors are locked. Everyone's to themselves. And that's it. We're not inviting guests. All the rabbis are saying don't invite guests. Everyone's saying don't invite guests. And here we are. The first thing we do, we set at the Seder, we're inviting guests. It doesn't make sense. So he was suggesting, I don't think we should say halach ma'anya this year. Again, halach ma'anya is the very first paragraph that after we drink the first cup of wine, we start the Maggid and we say this paragraph. And what it says in that paragraph is, the halach ma'anya di'achol avasana ba'ayat v'nitzayim. This is the poor man's bread that we ate in Mitzrayim, and everyone should come and join me.
And then we say, Hashta Hacha, we are here now, Lashana Babar di Yisrael, next year we'll be in Eretz Yisrael, Hashta Avdi, this year we are Avadim, Lashana Bab Nechorin, next year we're Benechorin. So this is our introduction to the Haggadah. So first of all, why is this the introduction to the Haggadah? Obviously, this is setting the tone for the whole night. This is setting the tone of what we're going to be doing tonight. So what is it in this paragraph that's setting the tone for the whole night? Number one. Number two is, why are we inviting people? Because this guy's asking a good question. Maybe we shouldn't be inviting people. And third of all, what do we mention? We're talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim tonight. The whole idea of what we're talking about tonight is Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're not talking about, so if what we're talking about is Yitzias Mitzrayim, why are we saying, oh, Lashana Bab Yerushalayim? Lashana Bab Yerushalayim is always at the end, you know, at the end of Yom Kippur, at the end, all of a sudden the first thing we do, Lashana Bab Yerushalayim. We didn't start anything yet. I mean, what are we talking? Like, why are we starting with Lashana Bab Yerushalayim? Usually we end with that. Why are we starting with it over here? So the Nesivas HaMishpat in the Maisa Nisim HaGadah is an unbelievable thing, which I think once you have this, and this is the introduction, this sets the tone, I think, for the whole, the platform. What are we doing here? What are we doing? So he says that this is here exactly to answer the question that the other fellow just asked me the other night, to answer the question that person asked me. And what this paragraph is doing here is coming to explain why are we so excited about the Seder. He says someone got out of jail. Okay, they got out of jail, and they're very happy they got out of jail. 3 months later, they did the crime again, and they got put back in jail, a different jail. Instead of being in a federal prison, they're in a state prison. Or instead of being a state prison, they're in a federal prison. Okay, it could be even worse. So do you think that this person is going to be super excited to celebrate his anniversary of the first time he left jail? He left jail the first time. Very nice. But now he's in jail again. So you think he's all busy with the anniversary from his first time he left jail? It's over. That's history. I left jail once, but I'm in jail again. So it doesn't make a difference to me that I left jail once. So the Nesiva says like this. What we're explaining is, this is a paragraph. Why was it written in Aramaic? Aramaic is the language that was used in Bavel. After they left the Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, everyone left to Bavel, to Babylonia, and over there is where they composed this paragraph. And he said people in Bavel at that time had this question. What is so exciting about Yitzias Mitzrayim? Yitzias Mitzrayim was good when we left Egypt, we went to Israel, and we're still in Israel. We had Eretz Yisrael, we had Beis HaMikdash, we're still there. So we still feel Yitzias Mitzrayim. But now Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. We're thrown into Bavel. Okay, so Yitzias Mitzrayim is over. Yitzias Mitzrayim got us from Egypt to Israel. But now I went from Israel back to Babylonia. So when we get out of Golos, of Bavel, then we'll celebrate. But what am I celebrating now that I left Egypt? This was the question the people when they left, when they were in Golos Bavel, they had this question. And that's why this paragraph is here. It says, no. Because there's something very different. Imagine that the first time that the guy's in jail, the person who freed him is not just, you know, a random person that freed him. The person that freed him adopted him. And he told him that if you ever get put back in jail, I'll bail you out. So now, that first time that he left jail is very significant. Even if he's still in jail again a second time, because now, the first time he was in jail, he never had a promise he's going to get out. But the second time he's in jail now he's already adopted. And now he already has someone that's going to bail him out. So now the second time he's in jail, he's still hopeful he'll get out. Why? Because he left once the first time. Because the first person that bailed him out the first time is going to bail him out again. So therefore, the anniversary of the first time is important. So he says this paragraph is to say, look, you know why we're happy? We're so happy that we left Mitzrayim because we're happy enough that we would even invite guests. And he says very clearly here, the Nesivas. He says this paragraph is said after Kiddush. The door is closed. You're not really inviting anybody. And the idea is we're talking about it, we're not inviting anybody. But we're saying we're so happy that we would want to share this occasion with other people. The whole idea of a happy occasion is that you want to share it with others. And therefore, what you're saying in Halach Ma'ania is that I'm super excited about tonight, and I'm super excited tonight, and I would even want to celebrate it with other people. I would like to invite my family and my friends, and I want to invite as many people as possible to celebrate this evening, because this is an exciting day for me. I already closed the door. I'm not inviting anybody, but I would want to. This is ro'oi. This is an event which is appropriate. I would be excited to invite other people to this, to join in with me. Why? Because next year we're going to be out of here. Next year, we're going to be back in Lashana Hava B'Yerushalayim. That means that we're starting off the Seder saying, explaining why is it we're excited? Because now it's not just we left Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim, but we became the Am Hashem. We became the nation of Hashem. We became the chosen people. Hashem adopted us as his people. And he gave us a promise that you're never going to be in Galus forever. You're never going to stay there. You're not staying there. Don't worry. Yeah, temporarily you have to be in Bavel after the Beit HaMikdash, but you're going to be back in Eretz Yisrael eventually. And even no matter where we are, this paragraph is the first paragraph, because this paragraph tells me that don't worry. It's a tough situation, whatever your situation may be, but next year Hashem's not forgetting about you. And why? What's your guarantee that Hashem is not forgetting about you? The guarantee that Hashem is not forgetting about you is because of the Leil HaSeder, is because he took us out of Mitzrayim way back when, those thousands of years ago. Because he took us out and he made us his people, so that's the guarantee that next year, we're also going to go get freed again. We're eventually going to get back to Yerushalayim. We're eventually, even though Hashata Avdi, this year we're slaves, and this year it's a bad situation. But Lashon Haba B'nei Chorin, and that's the Hakdama that's the introduction to the whole Leil HaSeder. So I think that understanding that, in other words, that sets the tone. What the tone is that we're remembering the miracles that Hashem did. Why is that important? Because that shows us that Hashem is all-powerful. Hashem is all-powerful. Hashem can control Teva. Hashem controls the world. Hashem can bring all sorts of miracles. And therefore, we're in good hands. And he chose us to be his people. We should be excited for that. We should want to celebrate it with guests. But that's the point. The point is, Lashon Haba B'nei Chorin. So when we're setting the tone for the Seder with this paragraph, what we're saying is that this is not just a celebration that we temporarily left Egypt, you know, and now we're wandering through other countries. No. This is a celebration of becoming the chosen people. This is the celebration that Hashem chose us, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, Hashem now is bound to take us out again, and we are guaranteed the ultimate geula eventually. So therefore, the idea of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the once a year, you know, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is exactly for the purpose of instilling in us this faith. But there's an interesting thing, you know, the Rambam counts as one of the 613 mitzvos, he counts Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He counts this mitzvah as one of the 613. But he does not count the daily mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, there's a daily mitzvah that a person is supposed to say Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriyat Shema. We say it every day. He does not count that as one of the mitzvos. So the question is, why not? So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik says, because the daily mitzvah to say Yetzias Mitzrayim, that daily mitzvah, you know, it when Mashiach comes, we're not going to be doing it anymore. Because it's not going to be that important to mention, oh, I know Hashem did miracles when he took us out of Egypt. That's not that important at that point, because he's going to have done a lot bigger miracles. So why do we have to celebrate Pesach? Why do we have to celebrate the first night of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim on the night of the 15th of Nisan? Why do we have to celebrate that? Because that's not just about the miracles. That's much more. Everything is that. The reason why we have Mashiach is because of Pesach. So therefore, of course, in the days of Mashiach, we're going to have to celebrate Pesach still, because it's all about our relationship with Hashem. It's all about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't forget about us, and no matter what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us for his people. And that happened now. So that's exactly what we're celebrating. That's the whole purpose of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I think once we understand that, so we go into Halach Ma'anya, the very first paragraph, and this is what we have to constantly remember for ourselves. But remember, the mitzvah is not to remember. The mitzvah is Sipur. Sipur is to tell a story. Tell a story, and not just tell it, because a person could tell it as a dialogue, you know, as a monologue. The idea is it's clear in the Gemara that we're supposed to engage the children, and specifically the children. And one generation has to tell it to the next generation. Why? because this is exactly the point. It's not just facts that we're saying. You know, this and this happened, you know, one thing and the other. No, it's not facts. It's not one and the other. It's not this happened and then this happened. It's the emunah. It's the faith that comes from those facts. You know, the Aruch HaShulchan says that there's no technical mitzvah. Technically speaking, the mitzvah to teach Torah is from a father to a son. There's no, technically speaking, a person doesn't have the same extent of teaching Torah to one's daughter. It's to the daughters is different. It's, you know, you have to teach them what to do, but it's not the same extent as teaching a person's son. However, when it comes to the night of the Seder, there's no difference between a son and a daughter, because the whole idea is you have to teach. It's not just the information. It's the feeling of being part of the nation. It's the feeling that Hashem chose us. And that's the feeling that we're trying to give over that night. That's why it's so important. When are they going to get that otherwise? They're going to only get it at once, you know, when you focus on it. You have, you know, we're living it all year. But then once a year, we have to sit back and say, when did this all start? One second. We're Jews. How did this happen? We were because Hashem promised to Avraham Avinu. And it came true after 400 years, 210 years of hard work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that this was the time to take us out. And eventually Hashem took us out and chose us and he did it for us. And that's the message that we have to give over to the children at this night. So the Gemara is very clear that you have to engage the children, give them candy, so all sorts of things that we're supposed to do the whole night in order to get the kids excited, give out candies, ask them questions, do things to get the kids into it, to get the kids involved, but eventually that they should understand, you know, what is the main point. The main point is that the children should walk out and say, "I'm excited that I'm a Yid. I'm excited that I'm part of the Jewish people." You know, this is when it's all happened, and that's really ultimately the goal of the Sipur of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not just saying the story, but it's saying what happened because of the story. We were redeemed. We became the chosen people. Hashem chose us. And this is special. And therefore, getting the children involved is not just because they need to know this story. They need to know a lot of things. You know, but you don't find that we're giving out candies and we're trying to keep them awake and we're trying to rush through to make sure they're excited and they don't lose focus on every mitzvah. But this is important because this is telling the whole, the fundamental principle of why are we Jewish? What are we doing and how are we excited to do the mitzvahs? And that's really, you know, what we have to keep focus on. So, you know, I will say is that, you know, in the Haggadah, so right away, so we say the Manishtana and the children ask. Now, a lot of times the children don't even realize what they're doing. They don't realize what they're saying. They think the Manishtana is a song, you know, they have to. It's meant to keep that, you know, they're asking a question. They're supposed to be waiting for the answer. Right, but they usually what happens is the Manishtana, they say it, they get their candy and clap, oh, so excited, so cute, whatever, and then they run away from the table. It's not the point. The point is the reason it's set up in Chazal to ask a question is because that usually would mean that the child's there to wait for the answer. And the answer is very important. So the child's asking these questions. Why do we eat matzah? And then we're supposed to tell them, you know why? Because we were avodim leparo. V'yotzienu Hashem Elokeinu misham. And Hashem took us out. And if Hashem never took us out, we would still be there. Meaning to say, again, if the whole thing we're celebrating is that we left Egypt, so it's very hard to understand what the Haggadah is saying here. We would always be there. What does that mean? It doesn't mean we'd always be there, obviously. But it means everything. It means we would never be the same. We would never be able to be and celebrate now that we're the Am Hashem without this. So that's the first. These are all opportunities and points where a person could take that moment and focus and tell and focus on this with their children and say, you know, halach manya, yeah, we're in Golis, but we're going to get to Mashiach eventually because Hashem promised us Yetzias Mitzrayim. He's never going to forget about us. He's always going to be with us. We're his people. We're, you know, and that mashal with the person in jail. Yeah, we're still in jail. We're in a jail now. We're not able to celebrate the Torah the way we would like. We're not able to do the things the way we want. We're stuck behind closed doors. But Hashem didn't forget about this. And then we start and say, you know, you have good questions. But here's the point. The point is that what's going on is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us to be his people and chose us specifically on this night. So I think it's very important to
focus a little bit on that point of the of not a little bit. I mean, you know, constantly as many opportunities we have throughout the night to focus on this point that, you know, we became the chosen people. We became the Am Hashem. We became Avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the focus. The Mefarshim talk about this in many ways. You know, this is also, we find this in terms of the four Lashonos of Geula. The Maral says, what are the four Lashonos of Geula? There are four languages used in the Pasuk to describe how Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. So it says, Ve'otzeisi v'itzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti. Ve'otzeisi means I took them out. V'itzalti, I saved them from their pain. V'ga'alti, I redeemed them, v'lakachti. So the Maral says the v'lakachti is the most important. Because what's the v'lakachti? I'll read you his language. He says the v'lakachti means... I took them. Right. Not just to take. It's like to... like the relationship. That's what you mean. Right. Like a marriage. Right. Yido is saying that the language used in the Torah for marriage is lakachti. So lakachti. So I took you out. But that's what we're saying. I took you out. Very nice. So you left Mitzrayim. What? Why is that important? The reason it's important because it ended up with the lakachti. So he says like this, Ava gav sheotziotam mirshus acherim, even though he took them out from the rishus of the acherim, v'hayu birshus atzmam, and they were free. So they were not necessarily under the jurisdiction of Paro, but they weren't, without v'lakachti, they would be free people. So what does it help that they would be free? But tzrichim od liyosam nichnasim birshus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They still have to come into the Rishut of Hashem. V'lo yiyah kamo shar umos. And they shouldn't be like everyone else. So there's a level of slaves, and then there's a level of free. If you're free, you're like all the other nations in the world. So you're not a slave. But then, still, there's not that much to celebrate at that point. The v'lakachti now elevates us over everyone else. The v'lakachti is that we're special. We have this special likuchin, like you said, this special marriage relationship with Hashem. And that's really the four lashonos of Geula is supposed to explain to us. So just going through the Haggadah, you have to know that, you know, all the first paragraphs that a lot of people spend a lot of time on are all introductory by nature. They're not really saying the story. You know, it's talking about the paragraph with the five Rabbanim in Bnei Brak. That's talking about who has to say the story and what's the time for the story. Yachol Mirosh Chodesh, does it start all the way from Mirosh Chodesh? When do you say the story? And who says the story? And what type of son do you say the story to? Chacham, Rasha, you know, who do you say the story to? And then, you know, but then, by the time we finish all the Pirushim and all the things with the four sons and all this stuff, so that we've gotten the background of who's supposed to say the story and when you're supposed to say the story and what you're supposed to say, but we didn't have to actually say the story yet. We're still introducing the story. And then by the time we're finished with that, we rush through because we're hungry. And then you didn't actually say the story yet. So we spent a lot of time on saying a lot of the background of this, of what you're supposed to do, why you're supposed to do, who, why, who, what, when. But no one actually spends enough time on actually saying the story. So the story itself starts all the way later, really, after Vihisha Amda, if you look in the Haggadah. So we talk about, again, Vihisha Amda Lavasin of Elanu, which again is the same idea as we said before in the Halach Ma'anya. The Vihisha Amda is saying is that this relationship that we have with Hashem is Amda in all the galuyos that we had, in all the difficulties we had. We have this eternal Cherus Oilam, Cherut Oilam, this eternal relationship with Hashem. And then we start the story. So it's important to remember that we got to spend time a little bit on actually saying the story. Now, why is it important to go through, like the Gemara says, how bad it was, the Maschil Begnus, and then, you know, build up and say, you know, it was so bad. And then the Haggadah describes in great detail a lot of the details of, you know, how bad the Egyptians were to them, and then how great it was that we left. Why is that so important? So the reason is because part of the Seder is, again, it's not just remembering the miracles, but it's also to generate a certain feeling of hakaras hatov, a certain feeling of gratitude for what happened. And that sense of gratitude will only be developed if a person understands how bad the situation was to begin with. So when a person understands that how it was really helpless, and there was really nowhere to go, and they were, you know, the slavery was very difficult, and then out of that situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them, that brings the point to a greater level of gratitude. So again, it's not just the emunah, but it's the gratitude of the emunah. It's the emunah itself. The Nesiva says, though, he says, we're not supposed to focus on that. He has a very good question. He says that, why is it that when we say Pesach Matzah Umarar, so it's really a little bit out of order, because Maror was first. At the very end of the Haggadah, we talk about the Pesach, Matzah, Umaror. So really, Maror was first, then Matzah, or then Pesach, then Matzah. But Maror was definitely first. So why is Maror at the end? So he says, because if Maror would be in the beginning, people would think that the reason we were excited is because we had Maror, we had bad times, and then, oh, you know, it was, we got out of the bad time. We got out of the difficulty. So we left Egypt. We're no longer slaves. But that's not really the point. Because remember, according to the Maral, that's just the first three languages of the Geula. But you're still missing the fourth. If you focus on, oh, the Maror was terrible, and now we're no longer Maror. Okay, so we're no longer Maror. But where's the main point? The main point is the Lakachti. Is the relationship. So that is why you have to say the Korban Pesach first. Because the Pesach is the relationship. As a matter of fact, a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that a Korban Pesach, one would think, the Gemara says, Lamaisa, we don't do it. But the Gemara actually contemplates the possibility, the Havamina, that every Ger, anytime someone converts, should bring his own personal Korban Pesach. And then the Gemara says, no, you can't bring Pesach as an individual, the rest of the year. You have to bring Korban Pesach with the rest of the Jewish people on Pesach. But the Gemara actually contemplates this idea that perhaps every Ger, whenever he would be Megayer, should bring his personal Korban Pesach. Why? Because Korban Pesach, like we said before, they took that blood, and they took that blood and they put it on the doorpost, was to symbolize that we are now, this Korban Pesach is our very first statement of Avodas Hashem. It's the first mitzvah they really did as a nation together. Moshe Rabbeinu received the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZalachem, but the first mitzvah they did as a people, as a nation, was the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach symbolizes that statement of Avoda. It's when a person... It's a one. You know, it's 1 year old. You're supposed to roast it. You don't cut it up. Why? All these things is because we're supposed to, it symbolizes the oneness of us and Hashem. It's just, you know, it's roasted, not cooked. Why? Because cooking usually like dissolves things into a lot of pieces, and roasting, you know, it keeps it together. So the idea is that the Korban Pesach shows the oneness of our relationship with Hashem. And that's every Ger, when he converts to become a Jew, he should probably also bring a Korban Pesach, because now he's starting that relationship. So the whole Jewish people as a whole started it then, in Mitzrayim, they brought that Korban, and every Jew, when they're dedicating themselves to Yiddishkeit, also should bring a Korban Pesach. The Gemara says, you have to do it as part of a nation, you can't do it as an individual, but that's the idea of the Korban Pesach. So therefore, when we start off, we say Pesach, Matzah, Umarar, we start off with the Korban Pesach, because that's the main part we're celebrating. We're not celebrating just the leaving, you know, but we're selling the Pesach. So as often you can, throughout the Haggadah, a person could take a moment and say, okay, so Hashem chose us as people. This is great. So you know, why is it so exciting? What makes it exciting for you that you get to be chosen as opposed to just being like everybody else? You know, I love Shabbos and I love that. You know, what will the kid, how will they respond to that? How will they respond to being asked and told that we're special? We have something that's, you know, what makes us unique. And everything that we have boils down to Hashem, Ata v'chartonu mikol amim, and that happened now. And that's the whole idea of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to focus
on the miracles, to focus on Hashem's ability to do miracles for us, but more importantly, that he will do them for us. So that his ability to do them for us will ultimately create a relationship, and will ultimately, he will do it again for us. So that's I think, when we're having our Seder, and we're having it with our families, and we're having it just with our own children, basically, and when there's not a lot of distractions going on, it's really an opportunity to talk to our kids, and talk to our family, and focus on these points personally, and say, as an individual, or as, however many, is to focus on this and say, this is really the anniversary of everything that we know of as Jews, everything we know of as our people, as our nation, started with this, and there's so many opportunities throughout the night to focus on that and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the miracles, he's Kol Yachol, he can do it, and he this is where he showed us that he controls nature. He completely is in control of nature. He's in complete control of Teva. And also, one other point, he's in complete control of nature, and he used that to show us that we are his people. You know, there's another point that the Rambam says, is that you're supposed to focus on how, on there's an inyan to focus on the makos. Now, why do you have to focus on the makos? Well, why does that matter? So, part of it is also is the mida keneged mida, is because you want to show that when Hashem doesn't let things go by, when things happen, people get punished. It's not such a, people don't like talking like that these days. Like this part of everything's like motivation, and you stay away from punishment and the negative and all that. But the Rambam says very clearly, you're supposed to show by the makos that when you do something wrong, you get punished. You're supposed to tell that when Hashem sees someone do something wrong, they won't get away with it forever. And it may look like they're getting away with it. It doesn't last forever. They're not Hashem. There's a din, and that's part of understanding midakid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very deeply involved in the world on every level, and the focus on the makos is in order to show people that everything they did came back to them eventually. And remember, they were doing it for 210 years. There was two or three generations of people that all they experienced was the bad. All they experienced was the servitude. Right? So we sit back and say, oh, Dam is why was the Makkah of Dam? Because they made the Jews drink blood. Or you ask your kid, I asked my kids before the shir tonight, I said, did you learn all the Mida Keneged Mida? Why Hashem specifically gave frogs? Yeah, we learned that because they have to, because they made the Jews collect reptiles. I never heard that, but that's what they were taught in school. Okay, so, but what does that mean? You have to take it a step further. That means that there may have been generations of people that were collecting reptiles and were doing these things, and they never saw the judgment part of the Egyptians. They just saw that Hashem let this happen. But Hashem is taking note, and Hashem is writing it down. And eventually, Hashem takes retribution on the nation, and Klal Yisrael comes out on top. So that's a very important thing, that part of the lesson of the Makos is the emuna in this point, that there is mida keneged mida, and we may not see it right away. But nothing goes just ignored and unpunished and unrealized. And everything that we do and the other people do is calculated. But that's also part of focusing on the Hashgacha Pratis, means on the specific relationship that Hashem has with the world. And that the focus of the Hashgacha Pratis is that comes out through the Makos. So these are areas I think throughout the Agada you could try to focus on and take and use to explain to the people there, the children, all these ideas of the halach manya, that Hashem, we are the chosen people, we will leave this galus eventually, right? And the constant focus on the fact that we became Hashem's people, and that the makos, the emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, the emuna in Hashgacha Pratis, the emuna that we became Hashem's people and He will watch over us. We end the Haggadah. I think that the fact that we end the Haggadah this way and we start the Haggadah with the Halach Manya, I think really proves the point. But everyone knows
you know, how we end the Haggadah with the Shfoch HaMascha. Right, we open the door for Eliyahu HaNavi, and we say, what do we say? We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pour your anger onto the nations, onto the Goyim. Why do we do that? Now, that's the very last thing in the Haggadah. And then we say Lashon Haba, and then there's other piyutim we say. But then we say Lashon Haba again. That's not the same Lashon Haba that we started with. The Lashon Haba we started with was, it's a terrible situation. And it's, you know, we even don't understand why is it that we're celebrating. But we're celebrating because we have the faith that we're going to come out again. But now we went through the whole process of Yitziat Mitzrayim. We did the whole Haggadah. And we feel ourselves liberated to a certain degree. Right? We had 4 cups of wine and we ate them. We feel liberated. We open the door. We open the door and we say Shvach HaMachzah. Listen to the Mishnah Brura. When he explains, it's in Pei Tet, Tav Pei. He says, the Rama says, Yesh Oymrim Sheyesh Lomar Shvach HaMachzah. Now, most people think we open the door to invite Eliyahu HaNavi in. And then I already saw a comment going around. Well, Navi, you know, can we let him in? Can we let him in? Whatever. So that's not really why we open the door. That has nothing to do with why we open the door. We open the door, says the Rama. Liftoach ha-petach, we open the door. Kedei lizkor shehulel shimurim. To remember that Hashem is the one that guards over us, not the door. It's Hashem. We're opening the door, meaning to say, I don't need the shmira. I don't need to be guarded by the door. I'm guarded by Hashem. Uvizchus emuna zu. And in the merit of that faith, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's shomer over us, Yavo Mashiach, Mashiach will come, V'yishpoch chamaso al ha'akum, and he will take vengeance over all those, Shvoch chamascha al ha'goyim, asher lo yida'ucha, and then in that faith is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pour out his anger over the nations of the world. It says here in the Mishnah Brura, he says, "Liramez," and it's to teach us, and that's why. Now that the door, why is Eliyahu Navi coming now? It's the opposite. Now that we open the door and we show our faith and we show our emunah that we don't need the door, we know Hashem is watching over us. Now that zchus brings Mashiach, so therefore now Eliyahu Navi comes in because he's ushering in Mashiach. That's where Eliyahu Navi comes in. It's the opposite. It's not we're opening the door for Eliyahu Navi. We're not opening the door to let someone in. We're opening the door to show that we're inside and I don't care about what's outside. And Hashem will protect me. But that shows a tremendous level of faith, of bitachon, of emunah in Hashem. That bitachon, emunah in Hashem, that is enough to bring Mashiach. Eliyahu Navi is here now, because Eliyahu Navi is ushering in Mashiach, and it says, here, it says, L'ramez, it says the Mishnah Berurah, She'anu ma'aminim, that we believe fully, She'kishem, that just like, She'ga'alanu Hashem Yisbarach mi'mitzrayim, Hu yiga'alenu od, just like he redeemed us from Mitzrayim, he will redeem us again, V'yishlach lanu es Eliyahu levasreinu. So our emunah in the Mashiach comes from the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, we start with Lashon Haba, we end with Lashon Haba, and the idea is that we have an eternal relationship with Hashem. We are eternally connected and bonded with Hashem. Hashem took us out L'cheirus Oilam for an eternal freedom, which means we are eternally connected to Him. And the way that we start the Seder is with a question, saying, I don't know, why am I doing this? Am I really that excited? How can I celebrate Pesach this way? You know, I'm by myself. I'm without family. I can't really invite guests. And then we remember, yeah, it's a hard situation, but we've been in many hard situations. And Yetzias Mitzrayim reminds us Hashem takes us out of all of them. And the fact that He took us out of the first one, that's a promise that we will get out of the second one too. We will get out of all of them. And therefore, that propels us to go through this the whole Seder. Then we go through the Seder, and then now we have that faith. Now we've instilled within us that emuna by focusing on all the things that we talked about, you know, throughout the night. and focusing on that, and remembering the Nisim Hashem does, and remembering our relationship with Hashem, and remembering the Hashgacha Pratis, and now we open the door, we have the full Bitachon in Hashem, at the end of the Seder process, and now we say once again, the Shana Abba B'Yerushalayim, to remember again, to now we have that confidence, and that Bitachon, that we deserve it, and just like Hashem was Goel us the first time, as the Mishnah Berurah says, He will Goel us, He will redeem us once again, the second time, Bekarov. Speedily, Mitzvah Hashem. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zoche. We should all merit together that we should see Mashiach. We should see the Geula, and Hashem should take us out of all the give refuah shlema to everybody who needs it, and we should immediately see the Jewish people saved and redeemed from this situation and from the Galus. Bezat Hashem. So, amen, 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 amen. Okay. Thank you. Chag Sameach, everyone. Thank you. I heard you. Thank you. Thank you. So I heard Yoni had a baby today. Oh, you're here? Mazel tov, Yoni. Okay, by the way, so this shir is arranged by every week is arranged by Yoni Levy, and today he had a baby boy, mazal tov. Okay, mazal tov. Okay, that's a big deal. The bris is on the first day of Pesach. So you know the connection between the first day Pesach, Bezat Hashem if it's healthy, the first day Pesach, and Brit Milah is very connected. Right? Because you cannot bring a Korban Pesach without a Brit Milah. So the Brit Milah is very connected to the first day of Pesach when we eat the Korban Pesach, because they are both the symbols of our Avodas Hashem. That the Brit Milah is that eternal bris, that covenant that we have with the Jew, a Jew has with Hashem, and the Korban Pesach, it's the only two mitzvot in the Torah that if you don't do them, a person gets kares for it. A person gets punished by karet. Right? Every other, it's the only two, because they are actually the symbols of our connection. So it's very appropriate, Be'ezrat Hashem, to make a bris on Pesach. Hopefully you'll be able to do it. You know, I don't know the situation, but in Mitzvah Hashem, it should be bizmano, and it should be healthy, and everything should be good. What? Oh, yeah. Yoni, very exciting. Okay, mazal tov, mazal tov. Thank you, Yoni. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Chag Sameach, everyone. Chag Kasher Sameach. Stay, yes. Thank you. Stay.